Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief. Signal over noise for people building with agents, models, tools, and all the strange plumbing in between. Today's standout story is not a giant frontier launch. It is quieter and in some ways more useful. The agent stack is getting smaller, faster, and more accountable. Liquid AI has a 230 million parameter open weight model meant for tool use on constrained devices. DeepSeek has opened a speculative decoding stack aimed at making large model serving materially faster. And the research lane keeps circling the same delightful necessary idea. If an agent says it did something, the system around it should be able to prove that claim without taking the model's word for it. That is the morning's theme: right-sized models, faster inference, and receipts. Let's start with Liquid AI. The fresh model release is LFM 2.5, 2-30 ms, a 230 million parameter, open weight model built for edge deployment, data extraction, and lightweight agentic workflows. Liquid describes it as its smallest model yet, and the positioning is refreshingly specific. This is not a replacement for a frontier reasoning model. It is not pitched for advanced math, broad code generation, or creative writing. It is a small specialist for instruction following, structured extraction, and tool use. That distinction matters. A lot of practical agent systems do not need a giant model for every step. They need a reliable little worker that can parse a document, choose a tool, normalize a payload, classify an event, or route a request before a larger model ever gets involved. LFM 2.5, 2-30 ms, ships with deployment-friendly formats around the ecosystem, including Hugging Face checkpoints and support paths for local inference stacks. It has a 32K context length, tool use documentation, and Liquid reports very fast decoding on phones and low-cost edge hardware. My take: this is the near the data model pattern becoming less theoretical. Not every agent component should call the most expensive brain in the room. Some should be cheap, close, fast, and boringly dependable. A small model that can do the repetitive extraction and tool call work well changes the economics of agent loops. The second ledger item is DeepSeek's DSpark and the DeepSpec repository. DSpark is not a new model. It is a speculative decoding framework for making DeepSeek V4 serving faster while preserving the target model's output distribution. In plain language, a small draft module proposes several likely next tokens. The large target model verifies them, and if the draft was good, the system gets multiple tokens of progress for less latency than generating them one by one. Mark TechPost reports that DSpark speeds DeepSeek V4 flash per user generation by roughly 60 to 85% over MTP1, with Pro also seeing large gains. The primary artifact for builders is DeepSpec, an MIT-licensed codebase for training and evaluating speculative decoding drafters. It includes data preparation, draft model implementations, training code, and evaluation scripts for algorithms including DSpark, DFlash, and Eagle 3. The caveat is substantial. This is not a tiny weekend script. The repository assumes serious GPU resources, and the documentation warns that target cache preparation can be enormous under default settings. But that does not reduce the significance. Agent builders care deeply about latency because every tool loop multiplies wait time. DSpark is a reminder that model serving is now part of the agent product surface. The user does not experience a model. The user experiences a latency budget. The third ledger note is a negative signal, and I rather like negative signals when they are honest. Price per token's model release tracker shows 0 newly tracked model releases in the last 24 hours, with 4 for the week. So today we should not pretend there is a fresh frontier model parade. The new action is in deployment, serving, evaluation, and open tooling. For model releases, LFM 2.5, 230 ms, gets the top shelf. The model card lists it as a text-only hybrid model with roughly 230 million parameters, BF16 weights, a 32,768 token context length, and a tool calling template. Liquid also publishes base and instruction-tuned variants, which is useful because the base checkpoint gives teams room to fine-tune for a narrow internal workflow. The most important design lesson is scope discipline. Liquid says clearly where the model is not recommended: advanced reasoning, math, code generation, and creative writing. That is not a weakness, it is product honesty. Builders can use small models more safely when the envelope is explicit. If the model's job is extract fields from this record and emit a tool call, that is testable. If its job is be generally brilliant, that is a fog bank wearing a lab coat. The backfill model signal today is OpenRouter's June open weight review. It is not a new checkpoint, so I am not treating it as one. But it is useful context. Developers are increasingly choosing among small local models, larger open weights, and hosted frontier models based on capability, cost, latency, and governance posture. The story is less which model is best, and more which model belongs at this exact point in the system. The tooling story is deep spec. What I like about it is that it turns a performance claim into an inspectable pipeline. There are scripts, configs, evaluation datasets, training entry points, and paper artifacts. Speculative decoding can sound like magic until you reduce it to measurable pieces: draft time, verification time, accepted tokens per cycle, and the quality-preserving rule that keeps the target model's distribution intact. That is the sort of systems thinking agents need. The model may be probabilistic, but the surrounding machinery should be brutally concrete. What was drafted? What was verified? How many tokens were accepted? What failed? What did it cost? If those answers are visible, serving becomes an engineering discipline rather than a superstition. OpenRouter's MCP server is also part of the week's tooling arc, though it is not a fresh lead today because it was already covered recently. It connects coding agents to a live model catalog, benchmarks, docs, and test inference from inside the developer workflow. The reason it still matters as context is that model routing is becoming a tool surface. Agents are not only writing code, they are learning to inspect which model, benchmark, price, and provider should handle a task. The caution is familiar. Don't add a framework layer just because it exists. Add it when it gives you observability, evaluation, deployment control, security, or a standard interface you can actually debug. For trending repositories, I checked live GitHub API metadata rather than relying only on trend summaries. First, DeepSeek AI / DeepSpec. It had about 1,750 stars this morning and was created on June 26. The repository description is straightforward: a full-stack codebase for training and evaluating speculative decoding algorithms. That is fresh, concrete, and highly relevant to anyone serving agent workloads at scale. Second, Liquidfall / Cookbook. It had about 2,099 stars. This is Liquid AI's examples and tutorials repository for Liquid Foundation models and the Leap SDK. It matters because model releases become usable faster when they arrive with working recipes, not just benchmark tables. Third, Accenture / MCP Bench. It had about 488 stars and focuses on benchmarking tool-using language model agents with complex real-world tasks via MCP servers. It is not the largest repo on the board, but it points at the right problem. Tool use needs realistic evaluation environments, not only unit tests for function calling. Oss Insight's AI trending page continues to show coding agents and inference projects dominating recent momentum with OpenCode, Codex, Claude Code, Goose, and Llama.cpp among prominent movers. Several of those have already been covered in recent episodes, so the important editorial move today is not to repeat them. The fresh emphasis is on DeepSpec, Liquid's Cookbook, and MCP Bench. The first research highlight is Dukan Bench, published as a Hugging Face community article. It asks whether an AI can operate a simulated Indian Kirana store for 30 days. That sounds charming, but the benchmark is quite serious. Each simulated morning, the model sees the shop state and must output one executable JSON action. The simulator then handles customers, purchases, stockouts, clutter, waste, marketing effects, trust changes, and scoring. The beautiful hard edge is this: rationale is not execution. If a model says, "run a WhatsApp campaign," in prose, but leaves the executable marketing field empty, the campaign does not happen. That is exactly the kind of benchmark agent builders should pay attention to. It tests whether intention survives translation into a structured action contract. Real agents fail in that gap all the time. They say the right thing, but the tool call, file write, or transaction never actually happens. The second research item is VLX Seek, also surfaced through Hugging Face. It tackles fine-grained visual perception by replacing coordinate generation with region reference. Instead of asking a vision language model to produce fragile bounding box numbers, the system presents candidate visual regions as addressable tokens, such as region 0 or region 1, and asks the model to select and reason over them. That reformulation is clever because language models, are generally better at reference, comparison, and selection than at emitting precise coordinate strings. For robots, drones, cameras, and embodied agents, perception errors can cascade quickly. If the task format makes localization easier to verify and less numerically brittle, that is not just a benchmark improvement. It is a reliability improvement. The Arakshiv Lane continues the verification theme. Vigil proposes runtime enforcement of behavioral specifications in AI agent skills. Nova frames a verification-aware agent harness for architecture evolution in industrial recommender systems. And the deterministic anchoring paper asks how much static structure coding agents need. Different domains, same chorus. Agents need external structure. They need policies, anchors, harnesses, and runtime checks that fail closed when the behavior drifts. That is the line worth underlining. The most mature agent systems are not the ones where the model gives the most confident explanation. They are the ones where claims become states that another part of the system can inspect. A few quick hits before we close. MarkTechPost's open source category remains a useful scout lane. It surfaced both Liquid's small model release and DeepSeek's speculative decoding work today, and it is especially good for finding models serving an open weight stories before they hit broader developer chatter. Price per token's 24-hour counter is at zero today. That kept the model segment honest. No fake freshness, no reheated release dressed up as news. And the Hacker News discussion around Anthropic's building effective AI agents is still a useful practitioner reminder. Start simple, keep prompts and tool calls visible, and add frameworks only when they solve a concrete problem. The best abstraction in agent engineering is the one you can debug at 2 in the morning. So the morning's shelf label is this: right-sized intelligence, fast serving, verified action. Liquid's small model says some agent work belongs on the edge. DeepSeek's DS Park says latency can be attacked with algorithms, not only bigger hardware. Do Kahnbench, VLX, Seek, Vigil, Nova, and deterministic anchoring all say the same thing in different accents. Agents need structures around them that turn intent into executable, inspectable state. That is where the field feels healthiest right now. Less mysticism, more interfaces, fewer grand claims, more receipts. Build the agent, yes, but build the shelf, the lock, the logbook, and the little brass bell that rings when the work is actually done.